There are reports that British hostage Kenneth Bigley has been killed by his captors in Iraq. The Reuters news agency says one of its reporters has seen a videotape that shows the British hostage being beheaded by followers of Jordan-born terrorist Abu Musab al-Zarqawi. Two Arabic-language satellite stations are also reporting Kenneth Bigley's murder. NPR's Emily Harris joins us now from Baghdad. Emily, what information is there about this man's fate?
Well, Renee, it is reports so far. As you mentioned, the Reuters news agency says that one of their reporters saw a video of Ken Bigley being killed. They said that video was watched in the offices of a foreign news organization here in Baghdad. They didn't name the organization. They said that in the video, six militants stood behind Ken Bigley. One read a statement and then cut off his head. The statement, according to Reuters, said that British Prime Minister Tony Blair had failed to meet the group's demands that women prisoners held in U.S. prisons here in Iraq be released. There are a couple other reports, none as strong. Abu Dhabi Television reported this early in the day, citing informed sources in Baghdad. They did not show any video. And also the British news channel Sky News is reporting Ken Bigley's death, citing unnamed British government agencies. All of the sources on this so far are unnamed, and there has been no video and no claims on any internet sites so far. The British embassy here in Baghdad says it is checking all of these reports diligently, but can't confirm any of them at this moment.
And at what point will they be able to confirm it? Under what circumstances?
Well, either they are able to identify a body or a credible video appears, which looks like Ken Bigley, or presumably if they have contacts that they consider reliable and are informed that way, that might also be a way that the British Embassy could confirm it. It's perhaps a little more difficult than you might imagine. For example, today there was a report of a beheaded body found in a town south of Baghdad that's known for kidnappings and lots of criminal activity. It was originally reported that perhaps that was Bigley's body. The UK embassy later said that turns out to be a body of Middle Eastern origin. I also spoke to a U.S. military official who said that he knew of a report of a beheaded body near the Baghdad airport, but it appears that that body would also not match Ken Bigley's, but obviously the hard evidence is a video or a body.
Yeah, of his death. Remind us briefly of the circumstances of Ken Bigley's kidnapping.
He was at home in Baghdad about 3 weeks ago when he and two other Americans were taken captive. You probably remember, Renee, that those two Americans were beheaded. Ken Bigley has appeared since then in one video alive in a cage pleading for his life.
And his captors?
His captors are thought to be the group called Tawhid and Jihad. That is an organization that Abu Musab al-Zarqawi is believed to be behind, a terrorist that the U.S. blames for much of the beheadings and other attacks in Iraq, such as car bombs and other attacks against U.S. forces and Iraqi citizens.
Emily, thanks very much. NPR's Emily Harris speaking from Baghdad.